Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you here this morning.
I'm so happy to be here. I never know what to say when you say that. But I'm glad that you're happy to see me since we live together. That's a really good thing. And I'm happy to see you, too.
That's true. I like that. I do like that. Well, and we want to say thank you for joining us, Mighty Companion. God bless you for being with us. We're going to be discussing Lesson 6 today in A Course in Miracles workbook lesson here at The Best Hour, blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery. And on our community, our spiritual community website, truthought.org, truthought.org. So let's join together before we begin. Let's join together in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Lesson 6. I am upset because I see something that is not there. The exercises with this idea are very similar to the preceding ones. Again, it is necessary to name both the form of upset, such as anger, fear, worry, depression, and so on, and the perceived source very specifically for any application of the idea. For example, I'm angry at blank because I see something that is not there. I'm worried about blank because I see something that is not there.
Today's idea is useful for application to anything that seems to upset you and can profitably be used throughout the day for that purpose. However, the 3 or 4 practice periods which are required should be preceded by a minute or so of mind searching, as before, and the application of the idea to each upsetting thought uncovered in the search.
Again, if you resist applying the idea to some upsetting thoughts more than to others, remind yourself of the 2 cautions stated in the previous lesson. There are no small upsets. They are all equally disturbing to my peace of mind. And
I cannot keep this form of upset and let the others go. For the purpose of these exercises, then, I will regard them all as the same.
I'm upset because I see something that is not there. And so it is. So let's join together briefly here for another moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. I'm upset because I see something that is not there. That's, you know, again, as we are just considering these first few lessons in the workbook, and especially if you are new to A Course in Miracles, this can seem quite bizarre because we know what we see. You know, we see media, we see the newspaper, we see the mail that arrived, we see people in our families that are going through situations, and we're present with them for those things that are happening. And so when we see things that we could just generalize as, you know, sin, sickness, or death, if you will, allow me to say it that way, it can be upsetting. It's just not what we expected at all. So this lesson is pointing towards the truth, which is the illusory nature of the dimension of form, the third dimensional world that we live in. And so for me personally, what A Course in Miracles has helped me to do through the study of the textbook, as well as the manual for teachers, and of course this workbook, is to reflect back on my dreaming self. When I go to sleep at night, the experience of that sleeping self. And when I begin to see and look at it, I can see that this lesson would easily apply to that experience, because when I wake up, I see that dream for what it is. I really believed I was having those experiences. I believed I was in form. I believed I had a body. I believed I was doing the things that I played out in my imagination. But where I really was safe at home in bed. I really wasn't where I thought I was. And what I was experiencing was I was seeing something that really wasn't there. It was just a projection of my imagination onto the screen of my mind. I guess we could say it that way. But the point is, it seemed just as real while I was sleeping and dreaming as the experience I'm having right now, you know, sitting here with my wife and, you know, recording this episode of The Best Hour here this morning with this lesson. So this lesson is really helping me, I'll say it this way, to remember the illusory nature of this experience and that it's really not much different than the experience I have when I'm sleeping at night. I'm having a dream, I'm believing the dream, but I'm really safe. I'm not where I think I am. And so the experiences I'm having can be seen completely differently when I see their illusory nature, when I wake up, or if I become lucid while I'm having that dream, and I realize, oh, I'm just dreaming, then the dream becomes a playground. And I realize I can do anything I want, really, because I am, as Buddha said, the dreamer of the dream.
I love that. I love that. So the dream, then, when we're in the dream and we believe the dream is our reality, then the experiences or the dramas that are occurring in the dream become the source of how we are. It becomes the source of our experience. And the Course in Miracles is a thought reversal. And so even just like in the simplicity of the lesson, we're placing the source for our upset outside of ourselves. And I don't know about you then. I go to Google or I go to research and I, you know, might try to find evidence to support my upset. And lo and behold, I can find a whole lot of that because we're also having a collective upset. And part of our conditioning, our individual conditioning and our collective conditioning supports the idea that the external is the source of our experience and of our upset. And what is that based on? It's based on data. And it's based on, what is data based upon? The past. It's based on experience from the past or handed down from generation to generation. You know, that type of data, the familial stories that we tell, the collective stories that we tell.
The meanings that we've given
the
things.
The meanings that layer upon layer upon layer. And so, you know, really what these lessons are asking us to do from day one until this one is really to get that eraser out and, you know, erase the whiteboard of all of the intricacies of the meanings that we have given things. And with that, you know, really seeing it is based on the past, projecting a fear of the future. And so I'm upset because I see something that is not there, as you said. So I love going back to the illustration of the dream, then taking this as our life as a dream. And that as we wake up, the dream fades. I remember yesterday I asked you, you know, sometimes in our conversations, I'll say, so did you dream last night? And sometimes you'll tell me really great stories of your dreams. And yesterday you said, yeah, I did, but I don't remember it. And, you know, it doesn't take long for us to forget the dream when we wake up. And that's, you know, what I think we're in the process of doing right now. So I think that, again, just like yesterday's lesson, this can really lead to freedom and peace. And I'm so glad it repeated. Because yesterday we talked about no big or small. And after we were done with the recording, I said, gosh, I wish we would have revisited the fact that I cannot keep one form of upset and let others go. And it repeated it for today's mm-hmm. lesson. And I'm really glad about that. So how we will treasure our upsets or certain upsets. And when we treasure them, we value them and we believe that they have identity. And so think of it, you know, the upset perhaps of a childhood trauma that we carry well into adulthood that becomes the story of our life, you know, to let a cornerstone idea go feels like everything else will tumble and who will we be then? And that's exactly what this is uncovering. So looking at what are the upsets that I hold near and dear. I might bitch about them. I might kvetch. I might call up my friend 20 times a day and talk about it. But how willing am I even to let that go? Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes our identity of who we are.
It becomes grievances too. You know, these upsets that we refuse to let go of, you know, we have made up our mind. Sometimes just out of our imagination, we've made up our mind that somebody thinks of us in a certain way or has done something to us in a certain way. And we can hold a grievance, you know, for a lifetime. In fact, you know, there's a story, you know, that's an old story, you know, about the Hatfields and McCoys, these two Southern families that were warring, you know, for generations. And someone asked, you know, what's the, you know, what, somebody asked one of the family members, you know, what are you really upset about? Well, we don't remember. We just know we hate them, you know,
right?
Because those are grievances, upsets from our own imagination. And sometimes we don't even care what it is. We're just holding on to the grievance.
Yeah.
Right. And that is a source of suffering.
Right.
It's a source of suffering.
Right.
And separation.
Yeah. So today we just play it easy. You know, we just play it lightly. What's on top? You know, yeah. What's the upset that comes to mind when you get still for a minute or two, or the upsets, and just pick those up.
Right.
And apply the lesson and watch it disappear, or trust that it will in time as these lessons build.
And he is telling us to take a moment of introspection, you know, to see what's showing up, what's coming up. As you said, what's on top of the stack, so to speak, you know, what's right there. That's what needs to be dealt with today. And to just take a moment and just ask ourselves, you know, what was I upset about yesterday? And did I carry that into my dreaming stuff at night? Mm-hmm. And am I bringing it into my day to day? You know, am I beginning to hold a grievance because of something that happened yesterday or last week or last month or last year, you know, whatever it might be.
And we're back to the word seeing again. I'm seeing something that isn't there. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you made the distinction of the last two words. I'm never upset for the reason I think. Right. And today we're back to I see something that isn't there. Do you want to make any distinction there?
Well, we could just say that, you know, we think in images, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever we're thinking, we relate to it and understand it through imagery in our mind. Mm-hmm. So it's still back to what we see is an effect of what we think, right? So we still can see that the underpinning of our frustrations, our unhappiness, and our confusion is really the thinking mind itself that we call the ego construct or the ego self.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm upset because I see something that is not there. Happy practicing today.
Yeah, what an important day to consider this, you know, and if you find yourself being upset by any news, whatever it may be, today, this is the perfect opportunity to sidestep that, you know, as your reality. And remember, you know, dreams have no effect. Dreams have no effect. And we don't have to be upset at all. Thank you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for hanging out with us. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours.
What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send